Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson, especially verse 30. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." And that is the text. And what does this mean, favor with God? One of the wonders of the Christian faith is just this, that in the simplest things, such as in the birth of Jesus, you start digging deeper and deeper and deeper, and there is no end to how deep you can go. There is no end to how much it brings in. And I can tell you this from this many years in ministry, you go back over these texts and you see deeper and deeper and deeper things. You see parts that you didn't notice before. You get surprised by a part of a verse that had just sort of slid by years before. And it's endless. And yet at the same time, in the Christian faith, you go to the deepest parts of the faith, and they end up being summarized, all brought together in something that is so very simple. This child born for us is God, who has come into our world to bring the love of God, the forgiveness, bringing us back into fellowship with God. So, Mary, you found favor with God. How do you find favor with God? It's got to be by grace, doesn't it? Because you and I know, we know that no amount of prayers on our part, no amount of reforming our lives and doing good works is going to be enough to turn God's favor toward us. We just can't do enough. Guess what? Mary knew that too. How do we know that Mary knew that? Let me read to you that verse that tells how we knew that Mary knew that no amount of good works and prayers and piety and faith and religiousness on her part would be enough to earn the favor of God. The angel said to her, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at this saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. Right there. She shows by her troubled state of mind. She knows. She is one of us. One of us. Whole mass of sinners in this world. Whole mass of humanity that has departed from God's ways. This whole mass of humanity that altogether needs to have a Savior. So we can't earn it. We can't deserve it. We can't find God on our own. And the more on our own we go looking and trying and trying to make it and trying to achieve it, the more we get it wrong. You see around the world today examples of those seeking out to earn favor with God and getting it wrong. And I don't have to say any more about that. Let's go back to Mary. And the angel says to her, "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God." Now, how did she find favor with God? Now, let's make this very simple, and it's the same with all of us. How do we find favor with God? We find favor with God because God comes with His favor. You know, the sermon that Jesus preached when he went back to his hometown of Nazareth, that sermon, "The Lord has anointed me to proclaim liberty to the captives," and so on and so on, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. How we find favor with God is because of exactly this same person, Jesus, who comes to us to bring the favor of God. that person, Jesus, was coming to Mary to bring the favor of God. That's what happens on that day. The angel goes and proclaims to her, "You found favor with God." Because of something I did? No. You know better than that. You found favor with God. How then? Because God Himself is doing this thing. This plan of salvation, this bringing of mercy, this coming with the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is when God opens the heavens, comes down to be with us in this world. Meanwhile, the whole mass of humanity thinks, oh, when God comes down, it's going to be amazing things, signs and wonders and fire and earthquakes and all kinds of terrifying things. Meanwhile, He comes down, bringing His favor. Bringing His favor, and here, coming in this very quiet way. And the Holy Spirit works in Mary. And Jesus is conceived and begins His earthly ministry. Do you know, first 9 months of Jesus' earthly ministry, nobody saw Him. Not a single person saw Him. Even the one who hailed Him, John the Baptist, didn't see Him. John the Baptist's mother, Elizabeth, didn't see Him. Mary didn't see Him. There He was, hidden away from the world. 9 months before His birth, He's come into the world. He's been conceived. He is one of us. One of us. And now the strange things to picture. God, who cannot be contained within the entire universe, there He is. And in the moment of conception, how big is He? The infinite God? Tiny. The Almighty God? What is happening with Him? He's being nurtured and He's growing. He's getting ready to do more and more of His ministry. The merciful God is carried by His mother in mercy. And God calls humanity back. And Jesus would then be born for us. He would be the Son of David. He would be the Savior come to bring us peace. He would be the one who would take our humanity on Himself. And along with that humanity, the hunger, the thirst, the weakness, the fatigue, along with that humanity, the sorrow, standing outside of Lazarus' tomb. Along with that humanity, He would take the separation. Kneeling in the Garden of Gethsemane, going to the cross, crying out, my God, why have You forsaken Me? Because you see, when He comes into this world to bring the favor of the Lord, He brings the favor of the Lord all the way to the farthest, all the way to those who have wandered away from God, who don't even know how to find their way back. He brings the favor. And it's the most amazing thing. All of humanity knows this truth deep down inside. Some deny it, some rebel against it, some continue to defy God. But this truth is the truth that we proclaim this time of year, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, the favor of the Lord, who has written not with a pen, written with nails, that you and I are forgiven. He's written it with nails in the palms of his hands. And there's a verse to that effect in Isaiah. Behold, I have engraved you in the palms of my hand. The favor of the Lord is this amazing promise, no longer separated, no longer under judgment, the favor of the Lord. Then let me go one more little angle on this. The favor of the Lord means that not only is God one of us, not only did Jesus walk among us, not only did he walk this earth to be our brother and our friend, he did it because he loves and likes us. Isn't that amazing? You spend time with the people that you want to spend time with. And God has come to be one of us so that he can spend all eternity as one of us. And then invites us into that relationship to know God, to be his own, to walk with him through eternal blessings. And all of this begins, the first steps into this human race, they begin with Mary. The announcement of the angel, you have found favor with God. And there he is. You have found favor with God. And Jesus now is one of us. You have found favor with us. And he's not only with Mary at that moment. He's with you and me. He is our Savior, our brother. To call us his own. To give his blessings. To pour out all the blessings of all eternity on us. And what an amazing thing. This is God. This is God who reveals in what he has done there, he reveals the heart of God, the deepest part of who God is. He loves you. In Jesus' name.